And welcome to Sister Sage Herbs Roadside Herb Service with Jane Simmons. And my name is Mark Fendel.
Hello.
And we are talking about all things plant medicine. And today we are hopped up on coffee, dropping pens on the ground. And talking about valerian root. Not valerian root.
Well, yeah. Valerian.
Valerian.
We use the root of, yeah.
maybe you could just tell us a little bit, Jane, what the plant looks like and kind of where it's found and stuff.
Well, it is a European herb that came around the world pretty much with the explorers. And in the wintertime, you wouldn't know it was there. It was just all the way down to the ground. But in the spring, leaves start sprouting up, and it kind of is like long stems for the leaves, and then the leaves come out side by side, about 8 or 12 of them,
mm-hmm.
to the stem. And then there's, you know, a few. It just looks like kind of like a lettuce almost, like mm-hmm. really small when it's, you know, young. And then it comes up, and then the stalk comes really tall, and then it has like an umbrella type shape to the leaf, or to the flower cluster. And they're white, they turn a little bit pink also, and the flowers have a distinct smell, not quite as strong as the root. But you can kind of smell that musty-ish smell to it.
It smells like socks.
Or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
But it also has this perfume to it, especially the fresh root and the fresh root extract for the Dream On. When I open that jar, it just very...
I love
distinct.
It.
Distinct. Yeah, it's nice. But it's maybe an acquired taste.
But it still smells like foot.
Well,
but I love it.
You know, if you're having a really hard time sleeping, mm-hmm. or you're super excitable, super stressed, it's just an invaluable herb to have. I just keep it by my bedside table. Fun. Wake up at night, take about a half dropper, and kind of...
You're talking about a tincture.
A tincture. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm. And it definitely helps me relax immediately. Almost immediately.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And, yeah. So, its uses... Well, again, we've been using the root for this. And the roots are pretty shallow, so they're pretty easy to dig up,
mm-hmm.
At least in the garden variety that I use, the officinalis.
Mm-hmm.
And we dig those up, wash them out really good. They're kind of spaghetti-like, kind of stringy.
Mm-hmm.
And then they have these tips of the new growth already on them, usually in little sections. So the way I do it, because I've always wanted to increase the amount that I have in my field, I will harvest and then leave enough of the root that it can regrow. So I'm only harvesting the smaller roots for it. Mm-hmm. But if you had five of them and wanted to harvest one whole root structure, that would be fine. That would be really nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's used for muscle relaxation, relaxing your nervous system and your brain.
Does the plant come back every year?
Yeah.
It does?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yeah. And it goes to seed, and those seeds go all over the place.
Okay, so it really is...
It wants to
prolific.
Grow.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I wouldn't necessarily... I mean, I don't know, because I haven't really let it go to seed on the farm so much. But definitely some. We cut it right before, as it grows up, so it strengthens. If we cut the flowers off, then the roots bulk out. So that's how we've been doing it. But if it's natural, if it's just in the garden and you like the flowers and you let it go to seed, or let it fall, one of them falls over and seeds, then it definitely can seem to take over. But again, their roots are pretty, you know, pretty shallow. So if you wanted to get it out, you could. But if you didn't get it out and it went to seed, like our friends, I had a plant sale at her house, and she really was interested in the valerian, so I gave her some in a pot, because we were like, it might take over, we don't know, because we didn't know how it was going to react. And she put it in a pot, but then she put the pot in her garden and kind of forgot about it. So it went to seed, and then it went all over that side of her garden, which was pretty and cool. She liked it, but, you know, nothing. It was in between all of her raspberry plants, and,
oh, wow,
you know, it was a little bit hard to get to, and, you know, but beautiful.
Wow.
And I've seen it on the, you know, in the, I can't remember which hike we were on, and I was like, oh my gosh, this is valerian. That's super thin,
mm-hmm,
you know, and it's does it, like a lot of plants, you know, if you give it nice, beautiful soil, it'll fatten up and
mm-hmm
settle in and
mm-hmm
get all like comfy. But if it's naturalized on the slope or something, it's only going to spread by its seed, either just tipping over once it got too hot, you know, got too high.
Mm-hmm.
They went to seed, and then maybe the snow tips them over, and
right,
then next year they plant right there, or they go down with the water.
Right.
Plant down there.
Right. Which is, yeah, which mm-hmm is an indicator, you know, this plant is middle to high elevation.
Yeah,
kind of a plant, mostly.
Well, here it just grows
but
in the garden.
Yeah.
I mean, it
here,
grows anyway.
I guess it does.
Yeah.
But
it
yeah
can
I'll
grow that high. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. And they're really cool, but they're super thin, and it's usually a clump, so they kind of go up together
mm-hmm
as like about 20 plants or more, probably,
mm-hmm,
instead of one trying to make its way and kind of get as much space as possible. They kind of seem to help each other up as
right
as a group.
Hmm. Yeah.
It's kind of cool.
So from Alaska to Northern California or so,
mm-hmm,
at least according to Scott Clues. Plus, I wanted to share with you that he says that the Sitka valerian root is one of the best adjunct therapies for healing tobacco addictions because it contains compounds that closely mimic the effects of nicotine, which also calms the nervous system
mm-hmm
and stimulates the cardiac, digestive, and respiratory systems. Mm-hmm. Whenever the impulse to reach for a cigarette comes, take some Sitka valerian root tincture instead. I've seen this work with many people, but I was truly sold when I saw it help an elderly Bulgarian woman who had been smoking several packs of dark Eastern European cigarettes daily since she was a young child.
Wow.
Did the process undertake a liver cleansing program 7 to 10 days after you've stopped smoking.
Wow.
Anyway, this is from Scott Clues.
Well,
you should
that's
definitely,
cool,
you know, if you're in that process, you should definitely consult a doctor. And we're not doctors.
No.
So there you go.
Or clinical herbalists.
Yeah.
And we can't see you right now.
Yes.
We're in space.
But we like talking about it, and we love plants, so.
Well, I have a theory about that, because, like, if you are having, like, a nicotine fit, per
right
se, you're probably sort of fidgety, and your nervous system is kind of agitated.
Sure.
And then you relax it. You're fulfilling its need for relaxation, because that the nicotine would have done.
Right.
And neat. And then with the tincture, at least you would have that oral fixation of bringing something to your mouth that's not harmful to you, so you're retraining your habits and still doing something with your hand. It's very, makes a lot of sense.
Yeah. Why not?
Why not? Try it out.
Try it a valerian tincture instead.
Hmm. Probably not smoke the valerian.
Don't do that. No, I'm not recommending that. At least it doesn't say it in Scott Luce's book.
Well, also...
Oh, boy.
Yeah. Could be used for, like, bronchial spasms, menstruation cramps, any kind of tension in the muscles, as well as just agitation in the brain from your own spinning out process.
Yeah.
Which we can do.
Well, should we leave it there?
Check it out.
Cool. Well, hey, folks, thanks for tuning in to our tiny podcast. We're going to keep doing these things. We're going to keep talking about herbs. And hope you join us. Cheers.
Cheers.